30th of June. The big picture versus detail. The map versus the verbal instruction. I'm an inveterate map reader. Yesterday, HOSD referred to a map that he gave me as a comfort blanket. I do prefer sorting my way using a map. However, there are times when the words are just as useful, if not more so. And this proved the case when we picked up a hire car in Toronto, near the Union Station, and one of the busiest locations in the city. Believe me, you'll need these, as the car hireman told me to write down what he said. You won't need a map till later. Fortunately, I took his advice. I read out the words and we were able to follow the directions while looking at the signs ahead. It worked. The map gives the big picture, but it's worthwhile not using it sometimes. When we were getting back onto the eastbound highway, we knew we were going in the right direction, as the sun was in the same location. I would have had to have thought twice about navigating by map, as we ended up negotiating a cloverleaf junction to get back onto the highway. I have fun tracing those on a map, and even more fun when realising that traffic is going in the opposite direction. So following the road signs is again the best option here. So, it really does depend on the context. I do really like to know where exactly I am and to use a map to navigate. But there are times when being flexible pays off.